Hey guys, and welcome to another episode of the OT for Life podcast. This episode today is going to be a little different. I know that our previous episodes have been interviews where I've brought on some just amazing guests so far, but today it's only going to be me. I am actually recording this episode on Thanksgiving, and I'm just kind of sharing this episode with you guys to tell you a little bit about what I'm thankful for, as well as give some thanks to some really influential people that I've had support me in this process so far.
If you're interested in occupational therapy, this is the place for you. This show aims to explore our profession by sharing who we are and what we do. Because for us, occupational therapy is more than just a job. Hi, I'm Sarah. Welcome to OT for Life.
So definitely happy Thanksgiving to everyone out there that's celebrating this special day. And I'm going to try to keep this episode a little short because I know I'm going to go see my family afterwards and I don't want to keep you guys from spending time with your friends and your families. But if you are looking for a break from some family time, feel free. You can listen to this episode on repeat, or you can go back and actually listen to any of my episodes that I've released so far. And if you're one of those people and you've already listened to everything that I've put out so far, definitely hit me up and I can give you some recommendations on some other podcasts that I get a lot of value out of. First off, I am extremely thankful for this amazing profession that I'm a part of and really all the opportunities that being an occupational therapist has provided me within my life so far. Being that I work in early intervention, I'm so blessed with my role and what I get to do on a daily basis. And it is so cool to really just be able to give back to the community. And honestly, I work with some of the smallest clients out there and their families, and being able to support them and help them and help their children progress and grow is just so cool, and I'm incredibly thankful that that is what I get to do on a daily basis. Another thing that I am so thankful for is being a fieldwork educator. I absolutely love having students, and I tell them this all the time, but they bring so much joy and so much passion into my practice. I love having their energy. I love all of their questions. I love all of their new ideas, and I love hearing everything that they are bringing from the classroom and then implementing into our treatments and into the practice. It's just such a cool experience getting to meet so many really amazing students and then also getting to kind of follow them along on their journey throughout OT school and as they graduate and then start practicing. And actually, I just had my two level one students, they just finished their rotation with me just this past week. And I just found out today that one of my volunteers that I had earlier this year was just accepted into an OT graduate program, and I could not be more excited for her. I am so happy, and it's awesome to be a part of her journey in the beginning and now get to watch as she embarks going into occupational therapy school. So a big shout out to Rachel Moore. I'm so excited for you and I can't wait to see where this journey takes you. And I know you're going to be a fantastic OT. I am also so thankful for the traveling and volunteer opportunities that I've had so far. I have got to travel all across the globe, and I've also got to volunteer in lots of different areas and countries, and I love everything that I've learned from it and everything that I've been exposed to. It's really kind of opened up my eyes. It's definitely had an impact on my perspective, and I am just so thankful for everything that it's brought to me so far. And I wanted to give a shout out to Elaine in Ecuador and Olga in Iceland. You guys are amazing and have had such a big impact in my life so far. And I can't even begin to tell you how thankful I am for having met you guys and having the opportunity to be able to work with you. And now I want to focus a little bit more on the podcast. It is actually today would be our 10th episode that we are releasing. And I honestly, I cannot believe it. It is so crazy to think that I've spent most of this past year just setting it up and learning all about how to podcast and how to interview and basically everything that comes along with this whole journey. And there were so many times that I thought that I might just squash the entire thing. I probably had a little bit of imposter syndrome, or maybe I was just being really, really hard on myself. But I am so thankful that I pushed through these hurdles and kind of pushed past myself and the limiting beliefs and everything like that, and decided to get this out there to share with you guys and to share with the rest of the community. I've definitely learned a lot about this entire process, and I'm continuing to learn and grow with every episode that I do. I also wanted to extend a big thanks to all of the guests that I've had on the podcast so far. You guys took a chance on me, and we did all of these recordings even before I had published my first episode. So thanks to Roxy Fernandez, Leo Valenzuela, Cami Colwell, and Lauren Stanley Alpert, as well as the three students from Cal State University Dominguez Hills, and that is Alex Villanueva, Christina Villaseñor, and Regina Sarnicola. I cannot thank you guys enough for just diving in with me on this podcast journey while I was figuring it out and agreeing to be one of my very first guests. I also have to give a huge shout out to Rochelle and Maya, who are the two students that we've been following on the Fieldwork mini-series. You guys are just fantastic. They took time out of their busy schedules during their fieldwork over the summer to meet with me 6 times over the 12 weeks. And I know that there were so many days that the two of them would come in before we'd meet, and I could tell they were so busy and so stressed with everything that was going on with fieldwork. And I just am so thankful that you guys did take the time to just sit down and chat with me to hear more about their experiences as level 2 fieldwork students, and also to help anybody else out there that might be going through the same process in the near future. There's a few more people that I have to mention. First, I want to give a big thanks to all the mastermind groups that I'm a part of. One being the OTPT group with Leo Valenzuela from episode 5. Leo, you have been such a huge support for me throughout this entire journey. And I mean, you've seen me at my worst and when I was second guessing everything, and you helped to push me through in order to get this thing published. And my other mastermind group that was started right after the AOTA conference with Deborah Battistella. Oh man, I'm so thankful that we connected at the conference, and I have loved our monthly chat so much. And I'm super excited because she's actually going to be coming on the podcast in a couple weeks. And I think that episode will probably come out sometime in January, but I'm so excited to be able to share what she's been working on this whole time. She has got something amazing up her sleeve, and I can't wait to share it with my listeners. And then I have a brand new group that we just started within the last couple weeks. So I want to give a shout out to Alexis Joel from OT Scope and Jason and Abby from the OT Schoolhouse podcast. Even though we just started, I have already gotten so much immense help and support from you guys. It's awesome, and I am so looking forward to continuing this mastermind group with you guys and learning from you and just continuing to inspire each other and inspire other OTs to go out there and make a difference within the profession. Okay, bear with me. I know I've got a couple more things that I have to mention. I want to give a special thanks to my previous students. I had to awesome level two students, Alexandra Freeman and Kiara Ota from over the summer. They were there and they listened to me kind of spitball ideas with them throughout their entire rotation. And they also helped me start putting together the show notes, listening to some of the episodes. So you guys were there from the beginning. I really appreciate all the time that you guys put into helping me. And I also want to say thank you to my level ones that I just had, Rachel Park and Christina Kioskarides. You guys showed me continued support, gave me feedback, and I just am so thankful to have had all of you guys just kind of be there and rooting for me and supporting me through this thing. Now, I have a massive shout out that goes over to Brock Cook at the Occupied Podcast. That guy is really who pushed me to get this thing live. I pretty much had just kind of been hovering over the publish button for months. And as soon as we met and connected actually over on Twitter, he pretty much would send me messages every single day telling me to launch. And I have to say it's because of him that I finally got this thing out to you guys. And so a really big thank you to Brock. You're the best. I couldn't have done this without you. And I appreciate that you have been supporting me every step of the way. So thank you. And I have another thank you that I have to give to someone who has also been an immense help during this whole podcast journey. And you guys don't even know about him yet. But that is my husband, Ray. He has been the biggest support throughout this entire thing. He has spent countless hours researching, looking into things, figuring out all of the hosting, all of the website, all of the technical stuff, all of the stuff that I still don't know too much about because he's been doing it all. And I mean, he's even been helping me edit the episodes. He's been helping me promote the episodes. Pretty much this podcast would not be how it is today without his help. And so, Ray, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for your continued support and help with everything OT for life. Now, before I go, I have one more special thanks that I have to give today. And that's to you guys, my listeners. Because honestly, if it wasn't for you, I would just be talking into a microphone and then just releasing it into the ether. And yeah, you guys are the reason that I'm doing this. You guys are the reason that I am taking time out of my schedule and taking time to reflect on what's going on within our profession, bringing on stories to share with you guys. I really hope to continue to bring you really valuable stuff over the next months and years. And I just hope that you guys continue to get value out of everything that I'm putting forward. I cannot thank you enough for tuning in and listening over the past 4 weeks. But I have a favor. I have an ask of you guys. I know that you're out there and you're listening in podcast land. And my ask is that I want you guys to reach out and connect with me. I want you to either send me an email or send me a message on Instagram or Facebook or even tweet at me, anything, whatever your preferred method is. I want to know who's out there and who's listening. I want to know who you guys are. I want to know what you guys think of what you've been listening to and what you've heard so far. So, you know, feel free if you just want to send me a message and say something that you're thankful for, or maybe tell me a funny story or a memorable story, or even just say hi. Whatever it is, I want to hear from you guys, and I want to connect with my listeners a little bit more. Also, feel free to give me any feedback, any comments, anything at all about the episodes so far. If there's things you've liked, if there's things you haven't liked, if there's something that you want to hear in the future, anything, just reach out. And also, if you're getting any sort of value from the podcast so far, feel free to write up a review and put it on iTunes or Stitcher or Podbean, whatever you're listening to this on, to let other people know that you're getting value and that you like what you hear so far. If you end up writing a review, do me a favor and snap a picture of it and then email it to me, because we're going to be doing a fun little giveaway, and anybody who writes a review will be entered into that drawing. All right. That was a lot of thanks that I just shoved in to the last couple minutes. So I thank you guys for bearing with me, listening to what I had to say. Again, I thank you all for being here, taking the time out of your busy schedules to listen to the words that I have to say. And I hope you guys are all having a fantastic week so far. And I can't wait to share our next episodes with you all. So I'm looking forward to hearing from all of you guys. And I'll try to, for those of you that do decide to reach out to me, I'll try to give you guys a special shout out on one of our next couple episodes. And so, yeah, I guess I will catch you guys all later. Thanks.
Hey, before you go, I just wanted to say thanks for listening to today's episode. If you want to further the discussion, go to our website, otforlife.com, and join our Facebook group. If you like us, here are three easy ways to let us know. One, share our podcast with a friend, colleague, or anyone interested in occupational therapy. Two, leave us a review on iTunes or anywhere this podcast is found. Three, subscribe to us so you don't miss out on any upcoming episodes. Thanks again. We'll catch you next time, OT for Lifers.